Blog Talk Radio.
Making 8 Outreach tailgate party live from Renegade Rodeo down here in Chiefland, Florida. Eugene Carter is going to be our producer tonight with Renegade Rodeo, and let me tell you, they have brought some bulls down here this evening. Doing a little promotional deal for the FFA alumni down here in Chiefland, so all the money down here tonight goes to support this program, the FFA program, right here in Chiefland. But let me tell you, we have had some action down here. Show kicked off right about 8 o'clock. Had Roger Mooney is going to be our rodeo announcer tonight, doing a great job. And Bubblegum Bob Corley is going to be our funny man tonight. We got Everett and Cody Carter as our bullfighters. Both of them are sons of Eugene Carter. And let me tell you, these guys have already been putting the work. So far we've had 7 bull riders. Let me tell you, give you a little rundown. Looks like we got 3 qualified scores so far going into it. Starting off, we got Ryan Parker with a 72, P.K. Fisher with a 75, and Buckshot Morrison with an 82. Well, let me tell you, Buckshot had a great bull come out, about 2 jumps, and started to spin the middle left, and Buckshot had a seat on him and just rode him like the wind. Scored 82 points for that cowboy, so great job for him. He is so far in the lead. Let me give you rodeo fans a little breakdown of what we have going on tonight. They're going to have 15 riders. Actually, it looks like 13 riders. I stand corrected. They're going to each be bucking bulls twice. So each one is going to have 2 opportunities to get on bulls here tonight. We're right in the middle of the first break. After the first 7, they're going to go back and buck out 6 more after that. Right now, I got Bubblegum Bob down here entertaining the crowd just a little bit with Roger Mooney, our rodeo announcer. And let me tell you, these guys are putting on a great show. But the real action is down here tonight, the bull riding. And let me tell you, Eugene Carter has got some of the best down here. He has brought bulls down that have been down here in the PBR. These bulls have been down that way. I've actually had the opportunity to get on a couple of these bulls. When I was riding on the circuit, great, great bulls. I mean, these bulls just sit right here in the bucket shoots and spin. And these cowboys, if they can make 8 seconds on them, they will get some good scores. Look, we're seeing what's going on with the second round. Looks like they're getting ready to slide down right now. We're sitting right behind the bucket shoots, kind of paint a picture for you guys. But all right, welcome back, Rodeo fans. Sorry about the disconnection. We're down here. A little hard to get some service down here. We're going to try to keep breaking in, let you know what's going on. And if we get disconnected again, we'll keep calling back. We want to bring this back to you. Here comes our first rider for the second bull riding section. Trying to find out who this cowboy is right now. Oh, taking a little shot. Bullfighter getting in the middle, doing a great job. Justin Walker's going to be the cowboy. Great job for that cowboy. Takes a little shot. Bullfighter's did a great job stepping in there and making sure he's able to get up and get out okay. Looks like we're going to wait and see if we got a score there. Just kind of waiting to see what's going on. What? Alright, welcome back, rodeo fans. Down here live, Keith Flint, Florida. Keep losing a little bit of this reception down here in the woods, we are. Got Justin Carter's going to be our second bull rider. Looks like they're going to give Justin Walker a re-ride option. Said the bull didn't quite perform. He did make the 8-second whistle. Justin Carter sliding up on the bull. They bring a 414. He's up on his rope right now. Nodding his head. Bull's going to be out to the right. Hard back to the left. Spinning Justin right out of his seat. I mean, he just spun him right out of his rope. Short time for Justin. Justin Carter there. Going to be a no score. But he's going to have another chance at it, rodeo fans. He's going to be able to get back and get on a second bull. Let me tell you, rodeo fans, we do have some great SSBR bull riders down here, Buckshot Morrison being one of them. We do have Kenny Hammack down here. He's been a long-time rider. We've been watching him a little bit. Jason Wade. We've got Wagner Luciano down here tonight. Several of the other SSBR riders down here, they are putting on this event. It is a sanctioned SSBR deal put on by Eugene Carter. It's going to be sponsored by Chiefland Farm Supply with many others. Jason Wade's going to be the next cowboy. We're going to slide on down. All right, looks like he's ready to go down here at bucket seat number two. All right, rodeo fans. Trying to bring this action out into you. Looks like Buckshot pulled his rope. Jason Wade ready to go now on a full day brand 6:15. Ah, the rodeo fan, Jason Wade, nodding his head. Bull's going to be back out to the left or to the right. Spun him down well short of the 8-second whistle. Kicking red little bull there. Be a no score for Jason Wade. All right, rodeo fans, looks like we're kicked off about halfway through this second session down here. Like I said, they will have four sessions. We're going to be talking about some of these bull riders. They will be down here riding twice tonight, all 13 bull riders. We're going to have a second shot at it. Buckshot Morrison, currently our leader with 82 points. While we got a chance, rodeo fans, definitely want to let you know we got Crossroads Country Store, Napa, Big John Supply down here sponsoring these this deal tonight. And we're excited for that. Green South Equipment, Bar W Ranch, Western Wishes. Definitely want to give them some credit. They've actually helped with us down here. Look forward to getting over there and seeing what kind of contour things they've got online, man. I'll tell you, they've got some great-looking little belt buckles, great-looking shirts over there for the young ladies. All right, rodeo fans, we're sliding down to Wagner Luciano, standing first place with the SSPR right now. He's ready to make a ride. Get ready, sliding up on his rope. Bullfighters out there getting ready to go. They've done a great job so far tonight. That's about 10 cowboys out here so far, and let me tell you, two or three of them. Here comes Wagner. Bull's going to be around to the right hard. Wagner's staying with him. Staying with him. Looks like he's got himself a great shot on that bull. He's going to make the head second with the bull just got spun to the right a little bit. Great job for Wagner Luciano. That is why he is in first place, rodeo fans. All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Still trying to bring this action to you. Keep losing reception down here in Chiefland, Florida, down here in the woods. Let me tell you, rodeo fans. Hi, welcome back, rodeo fans. Robert Powers is going to be the next bull rider. Had a little bit of trouble with his bull. Bull's actually laying down in the chute, but he does have his wrap. Not quite sure if he's going to take his bull laying down. Bull actually got kind of hung up in the bucket chute, kicking around a little bit. They got it out. He actually laid down. Trying to get him to stand up now. All right, rodeo fans, he's up. Robert's sliding up on the rope. Bull's going to be out. Fast to the right, spinning hard, spinning him down. Going to be short of the 8 second whistle for Robert Carter. Great shot for that cowboy. Let me tell you, he was just a getting it. Not quite sure what we got for Wagner Luciano's score, but we're going to try to bring that to you. Looks like the next cowboy we got down here is going to be Chase Hudson. Had an opportunity to watch this cowboy ride. Great cowboy. He's going to be on a Bullet brand 460. All right, rodeo fan, Chase Hudson is going to be the next cowboy. One of our younger cowboys riding down here off the rides for the High School Rodeo Association. Alright, there he goes. Out to the right, hard to the left, spinning him off. Gonna be another buck off for that. That bull was out. Gonna be short of the 8 second whistle, no score for Chase Hudson. I'll tell you what, rodeo fans, this second section is full of buck off. Only had one qualified ride, and that's gonna be Wagner Luciano. I do have a re-ride option, I believe, with Justin Walker. All right, rodeo fans. Looks like that's going to do it for the second section of bull riding. Roger Mooney down here, our announcer tonight. Looks like we got some bullfighters getting out there with some hula hoops. Definitely have to thank Eugene Carter and the entire Carter family. Big part down here in Chiefland, Florida. Putting on a great rodeo. These guys have been doing this thing for years. And let me tell you, they are good at it. Looks like the judges are kind of gathered around, figuring out what they're going to do with these rewrite deals. Having a little bit of issues tonight with our computer down here as well, but we're going to keep bringing the action down here to you for as long as we can, rodeo fans. Bubblegum Bob down here. Looks like he's doing a little entertaining the crowd. Got a little kids in the arena with some hula hoops. Looks like they got Mr. Carter out there himself discussing some of the options that Chase Hudson had down here. Bully kind of squatting down in the chutes, not sure if he fouled himself trying to get out. According to Roger, our rodeo announcer down here tonight, we still only got three qualified rods. It's going to be Buckshot Morrison, our leader, with a score of 82. Moving on down, P.K. Fisher with a score of 75, and then Ryan Parker with a score of 72. We're going to work on seeing what these judges think here for these other riders and these re-rides. Kevin Cameron, one of the bull riders, took a little shot getting off. The bullfighter did a great job stepping in the middle, but he did take a shot as well. All right, there, rodeo fans, you guys hang tight. We're going to try to get in here and take a short little break and see if we can't run down and see what's going on for this, what happened down here to this second session, see if we can't find out what's going on. Wagner Luciano score and Justin Walker's, and see if Chase Hudson is able to get a rewrite option. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, rodeo fans, welcome back. Want to get you guys caught up to date on what's going on here. We're able to fly down here and find out what was going on with some of these bull riders. Wagner Luciano is actually going to be the current leader with a score of 84. And then Justin Walker had a reride option, and decide to turn it down. Scored a 71 on that bull they bring in 526. Texas reroute option decided that he was going to have a better shot making the average with two bulls. Looks like he's got another good bull coming up in the short go round, so he decided that he was going to pass on that, take his 71 score, and see if he can't get two rides out of here tonight rather than three. So Justin Walker and Wagner Luciano both had qualified rides in that second session. Well, Wagner Luciano is going to be the event leader right now with Buckshot Morrison in second place with an 82. So Wagner Lee with an 84, Buckshot with an 82, and we got a couple 70-point scores. Right now, looks like the Bubblegum Bob down here with a bunch of the kids. Looks like he's got the bullfighters out there in the arena doing a little hula hooping, trying to get a little contest going. Not sure what we were able to find out on Chase Hudson's score, whether or not he's going to get a reride, but they are sliding down. It looks like we're going to start loading bulls here real shortly for the third session tonight. In that third section, we got a lot of these bull riders that have already ridden are going to be coming back for the second ride attempt. Ready to load these bulls up right now. Rodeo fans, you all just stay tuned. We're going to keep working on it, see if we can't bring you a little bit of bull riding music while you're waiting. In the meantime, y'all hang tight. We'll be right back. All right, rodeo fans, welcome back. Live from Keithland, Florida, down here with the Southern States Bull Ride. Eugene Carter and Gabe Rodeo is going to be our producer tonight. Definitely want to thank them for putting on a great rodeo right down here in the middle of our intermission, getting ready to kick back and get some second action bull riding from these bull riders. Like I said, for these rodeo fans, I want to let you all know we did have 13 bull riders down here in the first session. Broke it down. We had 7 riders in the first, 6 in the second. Want to go over our leaderboard once again. Wagner Luciano, who is standing first in the Southern States Bull Riding with a score of 84 tonight. And going into the short go round or the championship round, like I said, tonight's scores are going to be the average of both for each rider to have 2 opportunities to get scores. And they're going to take that average, and that's going to be our event winner for the evening. Now, they are giving away a trophy belt buckle for the weekend deal. We're looking to get the averages from both riders tonight. We're also going to be back down here in Chiefland tomorrow, broadcasting live, trying to bring this action to you. Let me tell you, having a little... All right, welcome back once again, Rodeo fans. Like we said, down here in Chief Wind, Florida, don't have the best phone reception, and that's what is a big part of our technical difficulties. Also having a little trouble with our internet access, but we are still working on it. Going to try to bring this action to you. You know, Rodeo fans, that's part of bringing it to you live, is you never know what you're going to get. We're down here working through these technical difficulties. Definitely want to apologize to you Rodeo fans. Hopefully you're still being entertained. Hopefully we're able to bring the action up to you enough to where you can catch on to what's going on down here. Like I said, we're doing this thing live. We're going to bring it back to you. So you Rodeo fans, just hang tight. Go refill your water bottles while we kick back to try to get this technical difficulty worked out. We'll be right back. Rodeo fans, definitely apologize for the delay. I'm hoping to bring some rodeo music to you here when we take these breaks. Apologize for the delay, but we're still bringing the action to you. But looks like we're still in the middle of the intermission down here. In the meantime, we're gonna keep hanging tight, keep trying to bring this to you. Like I said, Rodeo fans, definitely apologize. We're definitely having some issues with our signal tonight down here in Chief Wind, Florida. with the SSBR and Renegade Rodeo, Eugene Carter, putting on a great performance for the FFA alumni. Definitely appreciate what he's doing. Let me tell you, he does a lot for this town, this community, and we got a great crowd on hand tonight. They're looking looking to put on some great bull riding action these next couple days. Been able to watch some real exciting action so far. Wagner Luciano is going to be our event leader, going in with a score of 84. Right behind him, Buckshot Morrison, who everybody has known to make an 8. We talked a lot about him. One of the other great young cowboys. Wagner working his way up into the PBR ranks, I do believe. He's out there just getting it for the Southern States Bull Riders. Looking to bring home a trophy buckle for the end of the weekend. These bull riders are competing for a trophy buckle as well as some prize money. So, in the meantime, rodeo fans, you guys just hang tight. Take another little break. We will not miss bringing the action to you. We will cut back in and let you know what's going on. And you guys hang tight. We'll be right back. All right, Rodeo fans, welcome back. Down here still in the middle of our intermission for the in between the second and third sessions down here in Chicoin, Florida, live with the Southern States Bull Riding and Renegade Rodeo. If you guys are interested in getting down to the Southern States Bull Riding event, I believe they have another one going on in Georgia right now. We're going to try to catch up with some of the riders that were down here tonight. They're going to be down here in Chicoin tomorrow night. Looks like some of these riders are heading up to Georgia tonight as well, and they'll be up there riding in Georgia tomorrow. So that's the way the rodeo circuits work. These guys usually only have an opportunity to ride for one night. They'll take off and head to the next rodeo. So Southern States Bull Riding definitely putting some rodeos out there for these cowboys, and these cowboys are traveling up and down these rodeo roads, getting ready to go hit them. But watching some great bull riding action down here with the Southern States and Renegade Rodeo, Eugene Carter. Definitely want to thank their sponsors. Like I said, Renegade Rodeo is putting this on for the Chicoin FFA alumni. So great job for them. All the proceeds, I believe, do go to them. In the meantime, rodeo fans, we're still down here just to work in it. Trying to see if we can't get our switchboard back up and running. In the meantime, rodeo fans, we're still going to bring this action to you live. If we lose reception, we're going to call right back. So you guys stay tuned. Do not lose sight of what's going on for this second round. You're not going to want to miss it. In the meantime, rodeo fans, just hang tight. We'll be right back. All right, rodeo fans, they're loading bulls back up in the bucking chute. We're actually going to fly back up there, see if we can't get ourselves our seat back. And you guys stay tuned here. We're going to do some great second half bull riding action. We'll be right back. Redskins fans. We didn't make the way back getting here back on the fucking getting ready to watch the Detroit. Gonna be going to the we did talk with the judges, found out Chase Utson will get a reroute option. And he will be the first Cowboy out for this third session now. But Chase Utson is gonna be the only reroute we have. Due to the fact that looks like Justin Walker had an option for a reroute to the 471. He decided he was not going to take it, that he wanted to take his chances and take his average with both bulls tonight. So, looks like he's getting ready to move down here. Okay. We're about to get down here doing our arena announcement tonight. I walk back pretty good. Down here, back on the coast. Right now, Roger Mooney, and looks like there's a short time trying to get the bullfighters back out through the arena. Get ready. Looks like we'll be sliding down with Jay Cousins. He's our only top player in the first season. Got up, going back with him. Not sure what the bull is he's going to have. Down here at Cecil in Florida with Renegade Rodeo Company, Eugene Carter, putting us on for the FFA alumni right down here in Cecil. Let me tell you, these Southern States bull riders, they come down here to ride some bulls, but Eugene Carter and Renegade Rodeo Company, they brought the bulls down here. Great matchups tonight. Switchboard over there. If we can't get it, hopefully we'll be able to. Like I said, we're actually going to be down here for two nights. It's going to be a two-night event. The we'll be down here tomorrow night for the presentation. You can get into that, Switchboard fans. If you get a chance, make your way up here to Chiefland, right up here on Alton. Rodeo fans. Looks like Roger Moody, our rodeo announcer down here. Somebody's getting ready to call off the 50-50 tickets. We actually got a couple of those. Renegade Rodeo donating a bicycle as well. Getting ready for some great second action, second half bull riding action down here in Cecil, Florida. judges making their way out to the arena now. Want to give all these rodeo fans a rundown. Said had Wagner Luciano was going to be our event leader with a score of 84 going into the second round. Buckshot Morrison in second place with a score of 82. Got PK Fisher with a score of 75 and Ryan Parker with a score of 72. Moving on down, we got Justin Walker with a score of 71. Those are our qualified rides for this first round. We'll see what we can get set up here for the second round. What are your fans? We're just trying to keep scores. All right, rodeo fans. So we had to cut out there real quick. Still working on those technical difficulties down here, but let me tell you.
Top score in the first half. We got a little unfinished business. One option for a rewind, and all the gentlemen.
Back, rodeo fans, take down there. Gonna be our rear out down there. Lined up on his rope down now. Go from the opposite to the right. Back around to the left. Okay, making a ride. Gets down the arena, pulls over the front. Comes up in the pit. Bullfighter's trying to get in there to get him off. Chase staying up on his feet. Able to. Great job by this bullfighter. One of the old fans, let me tell you, that was a great bit of third second of the ride. Chase got on top of the bullfighter. Tuck it in there and pull the rope for that bullfighter, or for that bull rider. Going to be it. We're going to be 1:48 taking with him.
Six seconds
there.
Six seconds.
Let me tell you, he had a little run there. It took him longer than the 8 seconds, but fortunately he was not on the move back. All right, rodeo fans, down here to our third go-round. We have 7 bull riders. Chase is going to be back for his second round, bull. Coming up here just a little bit.
Okay.
Welcome back, Rodeo fans. What a ride for that Cowboy. It's going to be a no score, but let me tell you, I mean, that bull just dropped and kicked through his feet right up over his head. Lost him a little bit up in the air. The bull rider was able to get out okay. Sliding on down here to bucket shoot number one.
Going back to the Brazilian.
Rodeo fan just went down here with Wax Luciano, plus off at 7:05. Gonna be the time on that bull ride. Let me tell you, well, that 8 second whistle, not quite there. Gonna be our event leader with an 8-4 point. Flying on down to the other side of the bucket, you got down there to the other end. And no score for Bill Wagner for the second ride. But he's going to be met later with an 84 point.
Are you okay?
Roll that right and he's back down left.
Are you okay?
This slide on down to bucket shoot number four. See if we can take a look down there and see who we got. Looks like that may be Justin Carter down that way. All right, Rodeo fans.
Justin Carter,
you know, the next bull rider.
Justin's got around to the right.
Justin's got a seat on him. Skipping down the arena. Right over the barrel. Justin's going to have himself a qualified score. Maybe I'm sitting to watch B.J. Carter, his older brother. Going to be actually down here tomorrow night. He's actually up in Georgia tonight. See if we can't catch up with him a little bit. 72 points. Justin Carter flipped off in the short go around. Hi, Rodeo Pants. Looks like PK Fisher's leading the second round with a score of 84 and a 75. Got them sliding on down here. Not sure which bull rider they're going to next. Got a couple of bull riders getting their ropes on their bulls right about now. Had the opportunity to sit down there with Kenny a little bit. Actually helped him get set in the first round right before we went on air. Rodeo fans, we're glad to be bringing this action to you live down here in Chiefland, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riders, Renegade Rodeo Company, bringing the bull. All right. Kevin Cameron is going to be the rider. Bucking sheet number 4 down there to the other side.
Presidential flag cards
going to
be given away here in just a few moments.
Bull rider's going to be out to the right.
First McMahon.
Back around to the right.
3-year-old bull.
Kind of hop, skipping down the arena just a little bit. Oh. Kevin Cameron's going to be both off short of the 8-second whistle on that one. Oh, that's the seat. Just got to fly down to the right side. Young little bull out there.
He's having fun.
Now giving the bullfighters a little run here.
He looks like a jersey.
Everett Carter down here, a bullfighter. Sending that bull around just a little bit. A little fun with it. There's a difference. You got two different types of bullfighters. You got one that's more of a cowboy protection bullfighter, and then you got what's called freestyle bullfighter. And it looks like Everett's got a little bit of skill in bullfighting. Or in these freestyle, they're doing a great job as the cowboy protection bullfighter tonight. Trying to take the calf out of the arena there, little 3-year-old little bull.
Oh, how many of you sleep everything
changed,
huh?
All right, we're good, fans. Great.
Give it up for your bullfighter, let me have a charge.
Sliding on down here with Kenny Hammack now up on his rope. Got bucked off short of the 8-second whistle. It was actually, first jump out was it actually recounted, flattened the bull, realizing he got the bull and knew that the judges were calling. So he went ahead and loosened up and jumped off early. Nonetheless, on the note, for Kenny Hammack in the first round, going to be seeing if you can't get it done down here in the second round. All right, Rodeo Pants down here taking his rap right now. Looks like he's not quite set yet. Going to readjust and then pull his rope again. Rodeo fans, do believe we got our switchboard back up for this short go round as well. Kenny's sliding up on his rope right now. He's up, nodding his head. Bull's going to be out to the left. Jumping back to the right. Kenny has to stay with him. Stuck down in the outside. Got off his rope a little bit. Spun around to the right side. Brought down early at the 8-second whistle. There's going to be another nose pull for Kenny Hammack there. tough luck for Kenny tonight, but that's all right. I believe he's going to be heading up to another bull ride tomorrow. That's because he's getting ready to load some more bulls up in the bucket chute down there. All right, rodeo fans. In the meantime, while these guys get these ropes on these bulls, we're going to see if we can't jump down and play a little bit of bull ride music for you. Now we got our switchboard up and running. Y'all stay tuned and we'll be right back. Rodeo fans. Down here in Keeplin, Florida with the Southern States Bull Riders, Renegade Rodeo Company. Down here bringing the bulls, doing the production tonight. Actually down here watching a little bit of Bubblegum Bob down here with his, actually his companion down here, his little dog. He's got some sideshow going on. This is putting on a great show. While we were away, actually into our first music break of the night, rodeo fans, did have one rider, Justin Walker, was our last rider in the third session. He was bucked off short of the 8-second whistle. Had himself a great seat, just brought down a little bit early. Tough luck for Justin, but he does come in with a 71 score. Don't believe it's going to be enough to get him into the money. So we're going to have to keep an eye out, see what's going on with these other Cowboys. 84 is going to be the event leader. And we're going to go back to another little bit of bull riding music. Y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Seconds at a time, trying to tame boiling hell by gouging ugly hides. No room for fear, if you got it, find a door, cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup shaft, fur strapped to my boots, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knot my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind, cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, crowd roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup shaft, fur strapped to my boots, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knot my head, let's go and get cowboy. I've had my share of bad wrecks, had more breaks than I've got bones, but there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the floor. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knot my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Welcome back, rodeo fans, down here in Chiefland, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riders, down here with Renegade Rodeo Company. They're getting ready to come down to Chase Hudson, going to be the next cowboy up. Got hung up there on that re-ride option. We'll see how he does down here on this. Actually, it's going to be his third bull of the evening. Going to be on a bull they brand, 672. He's down on his rope now. There he goes. Dave Manson's ready. He's going to be coming out of bucket number three. He's a right-handed delivery bull. Bull's going to be out to the right. Jumping around a little bit in there. All right, here comes Chase. Bull's going to be out to the right. Hard to the left. Going to bring him right down. 2 or 3 seconds after that cowboy. That's left to Chase Hudson.
84 points leading the pack in this section. We see 84 as well as 82 and 75.
All right, rodeo fans.
And we're going back to that cowboy that you named Buck Morrison.
Buckshot Morrison's going to be the next cowboy up. Came into the his second round with 82. We'll see how Buckshot does down here. Coming out of bucket seat number four. Looks like he's getting up on his rope right now. All right, Buckshot's getting ready to go.
This thing never works. It never works. We're going to have to get a new gig. You are bubblegum ball.
There you go, brother.
Southern States, first
mistake. All right, rodeo fans, here he goes.
Ride that party train down
more. There he goes. Gates pulls it around to the right, back around, hard to the left. Buckshot back on his pockets, going to be pulled out of his rope. Short of the 8 second whistle. Tough luck for Buckshot this second round.
Let's wait, let's watch, and let's listen and see how they're
going to
treat
that couple of cats. All right, rodeo fans. Still had himself a 82 points for the first round. Maybe enough to get him in some money. Now they are going to have to take the scores from both nights down here. Robert Clark is going to be the next cowboy they're going to. Going to be on a Bullway brand 412. Now, rodeo fans, I actually had the opportunity to get on this bull when he was about 3 years old down here at Lyle Country Rodeo School in Homestead, Florida. Let me tell you, this little bull kicks. He was down in Tampa at the PBR deal last year. Let me tell you, this bull will get. Looking forward to seeing this matchup. Robert Carter, great little bull rider. Robert tying in his rope right now. Taking his wrap. Get a bull to the out to the left.
The bull are off.
All right, we call him for the gate. There he goes, pulls to the out, hard to the left, back around to the right, skipping down the grid. Robert's got himself a seat on him. Pulls around to the left, qualified score for that cowboy. Great job.
It seems a little quiet in here.
Bulls just came down the arena a little bit, came out towards the center, spun around to the left, just kind of hopped around towards the fence there, towards the fans. Come back around, going to be a qualified score for Robert Carter there. Came into the second round with a no score.
He moves into number two in this section. How about 76 points for
that game?
76 to 94, the
2 digits. Rodeo fans going down here to Jason Wade. Going to be coming out of bucket sheet number one on Bull Bay brand 105.
Yes,
Southern State Bull Run, putting Jason Wade's name on their Challenger Series down in Miami City, Florida. I believe he had the opportunity to make a couple rides down there this past weekend. Fortunately, we were not able to bring it to you.
Super Deuce, out of Deuce and Wild, and the number 43. What's up, Jason Wade?
Jason Wade taking his full ride now.
The bullfighter said, here's what he wants.
Takes his route.
The real deal. Goes around that wild thing.
Get ready to slide up on his rope right now. Getting up on his rope. Trying to get up there. It looks like he's... Ah, there he goes. Pulls getting out to the left. Hitting hard. Oh, going to burn down for the 8-second whistle. Tough ride for that bull. But let me tell you, that bull was kicking. No going to take away tonight. Believe he's going to be up in Georgia tomorrow, though. Looks like James Shoup's going to be the next rider. Oh, I stand correct. It looks like he's going to slide down here to Justin Oglesby. Got two more riders left down here in this final round. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to slide down and talk to some of these cowboys. Like I said, rodeo fans, we are going to be back down. Rodeo. All right, here they go.
Justin
Oglesby is going to be bucked off in the first round. Moves on the out to the right. Hard spinning. Sending him around. I'm telling you, he just blew his feet, and that was about the end of it. Maybe 3 seconds on that cowboy. Will be no score brought down for the 8-second whistle. Got one more bull rider down here, James Shoup. We're going to have to factor in these scores, rodeo fans. We will have them for you tomorrow night. We'll make sure we get all the scores. Checking out the event leaders for tonight, tomorrow night's round. Hopefully you guys will be able to stay tuned with us. We'd love to see you down here. Great crowd, great arena. Let me tell you, they got some great food down here, so don't pass up the opportunity. If you get down here to Eastland, Florida, stop off down here at Renegade Rodeo Company and check out some of their rodeos. All right. Going to be on a third generation bucking bull. James Shoup, here he goes, up on his rope. There he goes, nods his head. Bull's going to be around backwards. Bull's going to be around to the right. Oh, just flat out puts him in the back door. James not a happy cowboy there.
That bull has a fast, bad attitude. So it took me 84 points winning the second round. And ladies and gentlemen, there's only one more question to ask.
And
if you had a good time here tonight at the Bullfighters in Chief America.
That's not me. You got to talk to the judge. All right, rodeo fans. They down there trying to get a reride. Bull came around backwards.
Remember that God loves you, and so do we. Come on, love to all of you. So long.
All right, rodeo fans.
And happy trails. Miss Madison Hall, baby. Good night, everybody.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. Sorry about the delays there, rodeo fans. But we will get back up with you guys to let you know what's going on. Catch you up on all the action tomorrow night. 8 o'clock is when the rodeo starts down there in Cheeseland, Florida. If y'all get an opportunity, slide on down this way. Catch yourself some great food and watch a great bull ride naturally. Glad that you guys were able to join with us tonight. We're going to be live tomorrow night at 8:30. Y'all stay tuned and get a grip until next week or until tomorrow night. We'll see you then.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry Wine. So tonight down under, Brendan Clark put a hurtin' on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South.